Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this day, because truly this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give honor to God today, for he is our life, our health, our strength. He is our everything, the very breath that we breathe. So we thank the Lord for allowing us to be on this morning and recognizing that in him we have our being, and we honor our Father, our Lord, our God, and our Master. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To whom we give our allegiance, our obedience, and we total surrender to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are in covenant with him. Yes, we are. And that is our part to our allegiance is to, hey God, is to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. I thank God for you. I thank God for those who will be coming on a little later. And we just don't wait around. We just keep it going. And we can always go back and view the service or the broadcast at any time. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you for joining us. And we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, I'd like for us to really put the United States of America in remembrance when we pray this morning. So much is going on in the United States and its properties and territories. Not that things are not happening all over the world, but we must pray for our home and offer love and support for those who are in our home, and then we allow the charity to spread abroad. But it doesn't stop us from lifting people up everywhere. So many times we hear of what's going on in other places, and then we kind of forget. And I think not to be mean, we just want to forget. We don't want to see what is really happening to our brothers and sisters here in America. I was coming from Bible study on last evening, and I couldn't believe my eyes. I simply could not believe my eyes. I ran in to get something to eat, and I looked. And there were people sleeping on the ground. They had their covers. I had nothing to offer them. I didn't have a safe place for them. Some were on benches, and I didn't have a safe place for them. And those who say, oh, you don't want to bring sad things or disturb, but these are the realities. These are our realities. And we have, and that's just not in that one particular place. It's all over the United States. And we seem to be so helpless. So wherever we can find the offer and surrender help, we do. Our best to offer and surrender help. We have people literally sleeping on the streets. And one of the most powerful nations in the world, richest nations in the world. And we have people sleeping on the streets. And sometimes we think we're better, and you don't know their story, and we don't know how they ended. And it's really none of my business. They ended there, and they are there. So we ask God to give us direction and help us, and we can pray. And we know that our Father can make a difference and make a way. He opened our eyes to see things, so that we can pray and not get so wrapped up in, I need to go shopping, I need a pair of shoes, I need this dress, I need my hair done, I can't do anything without my nails being done, and all these things. I have to look out for me, you know? And we have people sleeping on the streets in your neighborhood. Just the thought, I saw it, and it, you know, what can I say? Wherever we can help, let's help. Let's do it. Yeah. Father, we do thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. We bless your most holy name. Father, we thank you for opening our eyes that we may see. Touching our ears that we may hear your voice when you speak. Touching our heart that we may obey and yield to you, most holy Father. We give you glory, we exalt you, we extol you, and we bless your name. Let our walk be our walk, and our talk line up with our walk. Almighty God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for we know that you are with us. We pray for our brothers and sisters and their children who are out, no address, don't know where their next meal is coming from, find themselves in dangerous places, find themselves with people that have no compassion, no understanding, nor care. Father God, we ask that you touch the heart of those who are in charge, those who can make a difference. Touch their hearts. Give them your plan and let them your plan work on through them, Almighty God. The seniors, the young ones, the ones who cried out for help, who want a job, who can work, Almighty God. We ask that you help and open doors, open eyes to see. Oh, touch, protect, shield, and defend. The earth is yours, and they that dwell therein. All souls belong to you, Father. We cry, you are our shepherd. We thank you for the manifestation of being their shepherd. Right now, Almighty God, we thank you for a miracle for them, Almighty God, in the matchless name of Yeshua. We thank you that no one would be taken advantage of. Thank you that you won't allow it, Almighty God. We thank you that they'll know that what is they're experiencing, the good has come from you. Father, we thank you now. We ask, Father, that you look on those that are being martyred, those that are being imprisoned for the sake of the gospel. Not back in biblical time, ancient time, but right now, right this moment. Hallelujah. We lift them up before you, Father. We ask that you send help from the sanctuary. We ask that you shield them and protect them. Those that are prosecuting and even testifying lies against them. Almighty God, are testifying the truth against them. Almighty God, we ask that you be the judge, that you be the jury, that you have the last word. Yehovah, show that you protect your own, Almighty God. Oh God, we pray that you send help from the sanctuary. We apply the blood of Yeshua over every one of these situations and circumstances, Almighty God. Stand for their defense, Almighty God. Defend them, Almighty God. Protect their homes, their children, their wives, Almighty God. Oh God, encapsulate their homes, Almighty God. Every hand that reach out to destroy, Almighty God, let them feel your power, Almighty God. We thank you. Ask that you remember those that are suffering again in these United States. The drought, the heat, the flooding, Almighty God. The evictions, Almighty God. The husbands and wife at odds with one another because of the pressure. Father, we ask that you lift the pressure, the weight of the pressure, Almighty God, in the matchless name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you bring peace, shalom in the homes, love that passes, joy that passes all understanding. Oh God, regulate. Oh God, hallelujah. Only you can do it. Turn situations around, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bring laughter and joy. Oh God, hallelujah. Help from the sanctuary. Oh God, we touch those that are in government, governmental positions. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Those who are able to make decisions. Let them make the decisions that are pleasing in your sight in spite of them. Oh, you see and you know all things. Nothing is hidden from you. You know the schemes and the plots. Oh, we thank you for diffusing all at your will. We thank you for it, Father, in the matchless name of Yeshua. We give you glory. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you, Father, for your faithfulness towards your people. We thank you for your patience, Almighty God. We thank you for it. We thank you for how you mend the broken hearts. Their son, Father, that has gone through so much this year and the last 18 months. It's been devastating. Almighty God, seem like there is no more left to their hearts. Oh, Father, we ask that you step in. Oh, Father, we ask that you meet their need. Oh, Father, we ask that you comfort them as only you can. Almighty God, some things are too big for us, but they're just right for you. So we stand by, and we call on the God of our salvation. We thank you, God. We thank you that you hear our cry. Oh, God, we give you glory. We bless your name. We say hallelujah. touch heart, change lives, comfort, Almighty God. I'm a witness, God, of your comforting. I'm a witness, God, of your love. I'm a witness of your joy, God. Oh, God, it's exceedingly great, beyond our greatest expectation. Oh, God, it's soothing. Yes, it is. Order our steps, God. Order our steps, great God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God. Oh God, those who want to help, let help be their guide. Almighty God, Holy Ghost, have your way. Hallelujah, have your way. Protect, shield, and defend, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Open blinded eyes, Almighty God. Heal bodies. You are the God that heal your people. We're leaning and depending on you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You fight our battles, seen and unseen, knowing and unknowing. Hallelujah. We glorify you this morning. We thank you, great God. We put everything in your hands. Oh, God, we leaning and depending on you. We're waiting on you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let us not be deceived. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guide us, oh, great God. Almighty. Hallelujah. Clear our pathways. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Joy. Joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Your joy. Hallelujah. And it's full of glory. Hallelujah. 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 Just bless your wonderful name. There's no God like our God. You are the only true and living God. You're awesome in all your ways. Hallelujah. 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 May our walk never profane your name. May our talk never profane your name. Oh, God. Oh, great and awesome. You are the sovereign. Hallelujah. The one that knelt down and blew the breath of life. Oh, my God. Into man. Oh, Father, thank you for your refreshing and your renewing. Oh, Father, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Our Father who sits on the throne of our life, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth, the giver and the receiver of life, who is, who was, and is to come. Hallelujah. Who is our Savior, our Redeemer, Yeshua, we give you glory. We bless your name. Almighty God, we glorify you. Hallelujah. We thank you for working in the lives of your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Open doors. Hallelujah. Touch ministries. Encourage the leaders that you have assigned their appointed ministries. Anoint. Clear eyes. And give understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that the word is not in vain. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, you're so good. Hallelujah. 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 Sweeten attitudes. Compassion. Hallelujah. Let us not just have compassion for the stranger, but let us have compassion for our spouse. Hallelujah. Our family members. Hallelujah. Let it just be a part of us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to please you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the measure of faith that you have given us. Thank you for the opportunity to use it. Hallelujah. Thank you for holding our hands, Father. Thank you. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for giving us instructions. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for picking us up. Oh, hallelujah. And thank you for not even letting us stumble. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for the confidence we have in you. Hallelujah. Bless those that would despitefully misuse us. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. What a privilege and an honor to call a child of the Most High. Woo! Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let our light so shine. Hallelujah. That we glorify you. Hallelujah. That they see you in us. Not see us, but see you in us. Speak to us and through us. Fill our mouth with words, God, that we may glorify thee, Father. In the matchless name of Yeshua. Touch the doctors now and everyone in the medical field. Touch their heart. Let it not become callous. Almighty God, in the matchless name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give them wisdom to depart to their patients. Thank you, Lord. Let the patients hear. Hallelujah. And do what is recommended. Hallelujah. 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 Touch bodies. Refresh and renew bodies. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! A miracle, Lord God. Thank you. And you get the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for working miracles. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Almighty Adonai Elohim, the Lord God is good. Adonai El. Hallelujah. Is so good. Adonai El is great and mighty. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Ooh, you're goodness and your mercy. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. And oh, yes, 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 oh, yes. Let us not be desperate. Let us be be reassured. Yes, Lord. It's all in the name of Yeshua we ask this. Yes, heal, set free, and deliver. Open blinded eyes. It's all in the name of Yeshua, the Christ, the Son of the living God. We pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for remembering our children and children everywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you touch the vial that contains the medicine, the vaccination. Yes, Lord. The serum. Yes, Lord. Touch it. Sanctify it. Remove every offense. Reapply the blood of Yeshua over them, the medicine. Yes, we do. And all those that have taken it in will take it in the name that's above every name, the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving the scientists understanding. Remove every offense and flaw in Yeshua's mighty name. Touch, touch, and meet every need of the doctors so they can be effective today. Give them a refreshing and a renewing. Yeshua's name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I tell you, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. It's a good day. Good morning, my sister. God bless you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jeremiah, I know we usually do Genesis, I just want to do Jeremiah this morning first. First chapter starting at the fourth verse. Listen to this. And we ask God, the Lord, to remove all preconceived understanding of this chapter and allow the truth and give us clarity and understanding. We ask that he remove all that is not true and give, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, give us clarity, illumination, and revelation of this word. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open our mind of understanding. Jeremiah, the first chapter, starting at the fourth verse. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Did you hear that? Jeremiah says, the Lord said, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Don't tear up the house, because that's a shout for sure right there. That's a show enough shout right there. That's a hallelujah, glory be to his name right there. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Did you hear? God is not old by the way. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not that I'm a child, but thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. And so many of us say, oh, no, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a this. This is what I choose to do. Did you hear this right here? So Jeremiah is the only one in the world that God knew. I beg to differ. That really should send chills to us, that we can say what we're not going to do without saying, I have not heard that from the Lord, because I prayed about it and I didn't get that answer. I didn't get that. But we should be able to identify what God has called us to do. God, not what we decide we want to be. What's cute? This is what I'm doing for the Lord. This is how I relate to the Lord. The audacity. We don't understand God. He called him. He knew him before God formed him in the belly. We need to understand that part too. Said that God formed him before God formed him in the belly. I've been thinking about some, think about it, scriptures. This is a good one right here. But the Lord said unto me, say not that I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their face, for I am with thee to deliver thee, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set over the nations, over the kingdoms. Now listen to what it is: to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. They came up against Jeremiah. How many times people have come up against our ministries or against us, and some folded and said, no criticism, just encouragement. And we threw in the towel because we said they destroyed our ministry, or they plotted against us, or they did this, or they did that. But are they stronger than the Lord? They wiped me out. They, you know, and some people have done some cool things to people. But we have to have a nevertheless. I'm talking to me too. I'm not badgering anyone, or it's just our eyes are open. First of all, we didn't form ourselves in the womb. We didn't call us to be here at this appointed time. God did. God gives us a mighty work to do. It seemed like nothing in the eyes of people. And we allowed people to talk us out of it, and we didn't do it. Now think about this. We allowed people to talk us out of doing the mighty work of the kingdom of God. What God! We've allowed people to discourage us because we don't preach right. And you need to think about it. You sure God called you to be a preacher? Just as sure as I see you standing here with this ugly look on your face talking these discouraging words to me. Because if you know better, and you're my sister, you're my brother, then you should help me do what God has called me to do before the foundation of the world. Can I get a yes, sir? Amen. We are helpers one to another. I like to encourage myself, us, whatever it is that God has assigned to you, do it. Even if it means picking up the pieces and starting it all over again. That's your assignment. That's your call. Repent, ask God for help, and no one could be there with you, or just one person. But it is up to you and it's up to me, called us to do what God has ordained for us to do. And we can do it, and we can encourage each other, and we cannot get weary with one another. We can't go, well, I'll just help. No. 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 What we do, we call on the God of our salvation. We repent and we keep it moving. We repent and we keep it moving. Nothing and no one told us it would be easy. And sometimes it seems so, oh my God. But we will call. And this is encouragement for me to just keep on. Just keep on. God, I have a call. Just keep on. I have a call. Just keep it moving. I have a call to do my Father's will. I have a call. Get your call. Get stirred up in the Lord. Hallelujah. Worship him. Succor him. Worship him. Hey, lay prostrate before your God. Hallelujah. Woo! No weapon formed against you. Mighty is our God. Hallelujah. Mighty is our God, strong and mighty. Awesome is our God. Woo! Let them look. Let them turn up their nose. And those that would encourage you to live contrary to holiness, the true foundation of the living God. Oh, God, you're not my help. Hey, you need help. You're not my help. My help would encourage me to be about my Father's business. My help would encourage me. And where they could do something, they'll do it. Hallelujah. We thank God for sending each one of us that kind of help that can make a difference. The one that don't mind praying for you. The one that says, just keep on praying. God will show you. God will help you. We're going to pray. Hallelujah, that God help. We're going to have sure enough prayer. Yeah. We know that God speaks. God's going to strengthen you. God is going to equip you for the journey. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's my prayer. Hallelujah. For my friends. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that you don't sit on it. Ha! You stand up. You stand up. Woo! With power from on high. Yes, Lord. With power from on high. Hallelujah. With Holy Ghost power to do your Father's will. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost power to do your Father's will. What? You help me here. I'll help you there. Oh, look at the links in the chain. Not taking over yours, but helping. This is what our Father wants us to be, helpers one to another. Yes, Lord, we got work to do. Oh, I'm up in age. Uh-huh. No excuse. Hallelujah. I'm too young. Uh-huh. No excuse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You saying our God is not great? Our God is not mighty? Our God can't handle it? I think I said this before. God wants us to be strong, determined. No, he does not want us to walk outside of him. But he has given us the strength to walk, I say, inside with him. He has assigned us a duty. And he has empowered us to work the work that he has given us to do. In your face kind of thing. That's right. In your face kind of thing. That's right. When God is in the mood. Yes. Oh, yes, it hurts when we have been deceived by people who say that they love us and they want to help us. And we realize that it was just for not. They're just being deceptive. Oh, yeah, we understand all of that. That hurts. But then we have a B-U-T. That's the turn the corner. We got the B-U-T. But God. But God is, he opened our eyes to see, to understand the difference. And like, oh, okay, I recognize that. Uh-huh. But you can't stop me from doing what God has called me to do. You're in a dangerous place when you attempt to stop someone from doing what God Almighty has ordained them to do. Isn't that something? God is our very present help. Oh, yes, he is. He'll be with us. And yes, we may have to tough stuff. Hallelujah. But stay close to the Lord. He's our very present help. Don't try to find the easy way out. A lot of times I recognize we go through the tough places. It keeps us humble and it keeps us close to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Baby, I got to be about my Father's business. We don't have a retirement. We don't get senior retirement. And yes, there is time for the younger to take over. Yeah. But we keep on moving. Yeah, we have to teach them. So when the time comes, if it's through the grave, we have to give up the baton. We have someone that we can pass the baton to. Amen. God is good. Love you. Love you. Thank God. I pray that something was said to encourage you. Hallelujah. To be strong in the Lord and be excited about our Father and what he has called you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. You know where we are. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord lift up and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. I pray you feel his love, his presence all around you. Hallelujah, that you have such an excitement for the Lord as he revealed to you what it is he has called you to do. Now, Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in the excitement and the comfort of the Almighty God. Love you. God bless. Have a wonderful day. Pray for me and I'll pray for you. Be a